a gutner of Shabbos. I'm normally not koilel the oilam with my siyumim during the year when I finish siddurim, but now punkt. Today was I was just messiahim my seder alimut seder noshim. So it came out on Friday. So I decided I'm going to be koilel the oilam. We'll make a hadron. And I told Avromi to give the oilam some donuts today by breakfast. We'll cover the siyum. Kasher a little bit the end of Kedushin with the parsha. So the last Mishnah in Kedushin, the ganze signet of the Mishnah is very strange. The signet of the Mishnah at the end of Kedushin, it starts getting involved with Avraham Avinu. It seems to have no shaychus. Motzinu b'Avraham Avinu, she'osa Avraham Avinu, kol ha'tera kule. First, an interesting lashon. Doesn't say kiyem. Sometimes I could change the girsa. She'osa Avraham Avinu, kol ha'tera kule. She'nemar, ekev asher shoma Avraham b'koili, ha'yishmo mishmarti mitzvoi seichu koisei v'zeres. What was hotas mit meseches kedush? What does any shaychus here? So there's a lot of different pshatim shaynim, but I want to moir it to the oilam that actually kiddushin also starts with Avraham Avinu. Starts with Yishin Niklis b'kesef, and the Gemara says, "How do you know kesef? Kicha kicha misday Avraham, vayit Avraham Avinu." So Avraham Avinu is the maschil and the messiah of kiddushin. So obviously, haloi dover hu. I heard from B'Shem Dor Sameach that Dor Sameach said the reason why we bring down Avraham Avinu at the end of Kiddushin is to be Makasher at the Bava Kama. Because Avraham Avinu was the first one to do Shmiras Mamoinai. In history, the whole Bava Kama is Mamoinchol Shmiras Chaleim. That's Bava Kama. You have to watch your money to protect your money from being Mazik others. So Dor Sameach, the first one in history that did that was Avraham. He used to be Vayach. He used to be Duchsimah to his behemoth. He had a Zoymim on the behemoth. Kidei Sheliyiru B'Sodas Acherim. So the first one in the world that was Machadish Mamoin Chosh Mios Chaleim is Avraham Avinu. So Sameach saw this Mishnah as a Hagdome to Bavakame. That's how he explained it. But I want to tie this into the Parsha. Parshas HaShavua, we learn about Yaakov Avinu, and there's a whole arichas in the milchome between Yaakov and Esav. Whole milchome. And Lamaisa, that milchome between Yaakov and Esav, if you look at the Rechaim HaKodesh, it's Mesamul Golus Yovan. Somehow Yaakov Avinu has a kesher, the Maral is Marach on this in many places. The Yaakov Avinu was Mekusher to Malchus Yovan, to the Nes of Chanukah. The Megala Amukis. Megala Amukis, you know what Megala Amukis was. Whatever, that's a separate Shmuz. But the Megala Amukis, in Parshas V'Eschanan, he brings down that Yaakov Avinu, the whole battle with the Sar Shel Esav, that was Achon of Chanukah. And the Pachim Ketanim was the Pach of Chanukah. There's a medrash that says the choysim shal kohen gadol. We know Yankov had a din of a kohen. Yaakov Avinu was choysim shal kohen gadol. Meaning the whole milchama of Yaakov and Esav is connected to Chanukah. What's the kesher? What's the shaychus in there? We also find that when the malach overpowers Yaakov Avinu, he doesn't really win the fight. The end is Yaakov overpowers him. It was his afkus. It was a huge battle. It was going back and forth. The end is Yaakov wins. But not without a mum. Vatek akaf yerech Yaakov. I don't know what that mum was. And whatever that mum was, says in the parasha, Vayovo Yaakov sholem. So Chazal tell us, sholem begufoi, Shalom b'moinai, shalom b'terasai. When it says shalom b'gufai, Chazal say he was cured. That means there was some kind of, something happened here. Between the Malach and Yaakov Avinu, something happened that he needed to become shalom b'gufai. Became shalom b'gufai. But there was something, what happened? What occurred between the... Another very interesting tzach is that it seems that the Sar Shal Esav seems to want to give Yaakov Avinu a bigger bracha. Can't be like that. But that's what it seems. Then they're punished from himself. Because the Sar Shal Esav says, Lo Yikori Shemcha Yaakov. Your name is not Yaakov. Yisrael Yeheshmach. The Malach says, get rid of your bad name. Yaakov, don't get rid of it. It's gone. Yisrael Yeheshmach. Mordek. Zog the Eibishter. Shimcha Yaakov. Zog the Chazal. The Rabbanu Shem went and said, no. Loi sheteyoker Yaakov memkoymoi. And Chazal even tell us that Yaakov is mesamel chalishus. And the gvur of Klal Yisrael is Yisrael. So what's the pshat now? That the Malach, the Sar Shal Esav, who represents, he's our worst enemy, the Sar Shal Esav, who I hate so hard, he's the worst. He says, no Yaakov, Yisrael. And the Eibishter tells Yaakov, Nein, Shemcha Yaakov, Loi Shetekar Yaakov. Okay. So how do you understand? Obviously there's something terminal there. Something very deep. So I'll tell you a gedank. We know that there's many yistis kasha, the achronim yistis kasha. That the Mishnah here is a mefurisha Mishnah. That Avram was also called Terakul. Avram did the whole Torah. But there's a sugya from Rav in Meseches Yume, Chof Ches, Ekev Ashashom Avram Bekoili, Kim Avram Avinu Afil Erev Tavshil. So the achronim ask, what's Rav being Moisif? It's a Mishnah mefurisha. It's a black and white Mishnah here in Kedushin. That Avram kept the whole Torah. What's he being Moisif in Meseches Yume? That Avram Avinu kept everything. Also Avram Avinu is called Torah Kula. Some want to say maybe that's talking about Torah Shabbat Peh, Torah Shabbat Ksav, even the Rabbonans. So that's also difficult there. But L'chor, whatever Rav is saying, that lies in this Mishnah. That's this Mishnah. With the same Pasuk, with the Ekev, same Pasuk. So what's behind this? If you look in the Tosefta, at the end of Kiddushin, also talks about Avram Avinu. It's under the vote. Ekev asher shama Avram, melameid sha'osa Avram es kol ha'terah kula, ad shelo yibo'az. Shenema ekev asher shama Avram. And then it says, melameid shenizgalu loy taimei toiro v'diktukel. That Avram Avinu had an understanding, Taimei Torah v'diktukel. What's made this? Taimei Torah v'diktukel. So I'll tell you what I think is behind Merum is over here. It also explains a very difficult sugi and condition in Meseches and Brachas actually also. We'll stick to Brachas. Kicha kicha misterfen we wumarach on a parashas chayisora. So let's just go to the Brachas. The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Lamed that when they came to Chasana, they were dancing, singing. So one of the things they said there was Vaylon de Misna. What a way to make a Chasana. Those Tansman by Chasana. Ketzam Rakhtam Ufne Hakala. Vaylon de Misna. So many yes to Kasha. You say, well, Toiva Lechas al Beis Evel, Mi Lechas al Beis Mishna. Das Alein is Akasha. Toiva Lechas al Beis Evel, Mi Lechas al Beis Mishna. Do you feel that way when you go to Beis Ovel? It's Toiv Lechazal Beis Ovel, Lechazal Beis Mishna. What's the pshat in that? But you see by a chasana, Vaylon de Mishna. But I'll tell you another very interesting diak. The whole Seder Noshim is called Choysen. Choysen is Seder Noshim. What's the word Choysen? Look at Rashi if in art. Rashi in Shabbos. What's Choysen? Rashi says Choysen is a Loshen Yerusha. Yerusha, what's that? Chosen. For Nezikin, you could call Yerusha. What's that? What does it have to do with Seder Nash? Yerusha. Yerusha is talking about Misa. What's that? What's Yerusha? What's a Shaychus? But that's, Rashi says, that's the connection. Choysen, the Seder Nash, and the Taich of Choysen is Yerusha. It's a Pella. How does that connect Bechlau to Seder Nash? Mamish a Pella. Now I'll ask you an overriding question on the whole Seder Nash. It's not my question. The Rishonim Frag in the Gash. Taisis Yom Tov, the Rambam is Maramis to the Pirush Mishnayos. Seder Noshim, the Reis Chabura just started Seder Noshim. Yevomis. Frag in Allah. You start with Yevomis. That's the way to start Shalom Aleichem. You start with a tragedy. That's how you start Seder Noshim. Start Seder Yevomis. So Taisis Yom Tov wants to say maybe there's Kfir. Yibum is kfiya, it's different than regular kiddushin, there's no kfiya, maybe that's why it starts with Seder Noshim. Achron discussed this, if there's yet. No. So, Lemaise, when the Malachim come back to Yaakov Avinu, they report back Ochiv before Esav. When Yaakov Avinu davens, he also switches the Nusach. He switches the Nusach. Hatzileni no, miyad ochi, miyad Esav. So the parasha starts, El Esav Ochiv. The Malachim switch. Yaakov Avinu follows the Malachim. Hatzileni no, miyad ochi. It's the Kemen Fashtein, what the Malachim were doing. Malachim were giving him something very deep here. This is regular. The UPS guy couldn't, the Amazon Prime couldn't give him that response. They could tell him delivered, they could send him a picture, it's by the door. Yeah, they could let him know that there was a delivery, a successful delivery. But they can't start telling him, Ochicho Esav, that's above their pay grade. That they wouldn't know. So right away we see, oh, Haloi Doverhu. They understand something. What do they understand? Saying over, Chazal tell us that Esav Avinu, he hugged Yaakov Avinu. So comes the Chazal, you should know, Halochi b'yadu she'esav sein el Yaakov. Halochi b'yadu she'esav sein el Yaakov. What's up? Halochi b'yadu she'esav sein el Yaakov. Halochi. It's a Metzias. Halochi b'yadu. Halochi like Halochi b'yadu she'esav. Halachi b'yadu she'esav sein el Yaakov. What's going on here? So I think that the Deharia is like this. And again, this will tie up very good what's going on in Seder Noshim as well. In the Parshas Mishpatim, so there's a famous Chazal in the Chilta, very shver. Rashi brings it down. It says, Eila Mishpatim ha-shotosim lefneim. You should make it like a Shulchan Aruch. So Rashi brings down the Chazal. Mechilta. Loi kemoi she'olo b'daitcho. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, not what you're thinking. You're thinking I'll quickly give them the Piskei Dinim, 1, 2, 3, without giving pshotim. No. You should go, you should explain it with all the dikdukim and the pratim. You should explain everything. Explain everything. What was Moshe Rabbeinu thinking? Nezikin not going to explain. We cannot. Yesh Hadol Tzoreres is take. You could go for a fayor. Yesh Hadol Tzoreres. Not going to explain to them. Haroitz is Shiachim. What was shut? Loike Moshe. You have to realize a havamina Moshe Rabbeinu is a good to havamina. It's a good to havamina. Are you talking? So obviously, it's a ligdo. Halidovu, there's something here. There's a fascinating Sfasemes that explains this point. Sfasemes says, that we know it's found in the Rishonim, the Sipurnu says it all over, that the Yisoid of Kol HaTerekula is that everything is a Chukas Mishpat, which means there's no such thing as a Mishpat. The biggest mishpat is the biggest choik. Means Our mishpat means it's a mitzvah sichli. We understand it, but we don't understand. We think we understand. We don't understand. It means it sounds understandable. That's all. But that's a more we understand the choyk better because we know at least what we don't understand. Zoktes vasemes. Mishpatim was so logish that there was a sakone. Moshe Rabbeinu felt there's a sakone. If I'm mazbe to them the time, they're going to go totally to sichli. Sichli. Sense. This, if you have to realize, there's a vov. The beginning of Parshas Mishpatim starts with a vov. Moshe Valinian Rishon. Rashi says, what's the vov ve'ele? Ma'ari shoyne misina afele misina. Effect of eld. This was a chidish Parshas Mishpatim. Terence says, when you learn Parshas Mishpatim, there's a new sakona of you looking like it's sichli. Name. Parshas Mishpatim is anoichi. Zochus ima Shabbos lakatshoi. Parshas Mishpatim is a chelik of that. It's not sichli. It makes sense to you. Fine. It's good. It makes sense. It's not sichli. Not sichli. They say over B'Shem Degon that when a bezin sits and pastens, the Gemara zogt that it's the Shechina Shruya Beinei. So Gon says, the Gemara says, what's p'shavadet posher afilu oiskin batoira Shechina Shruya Beinei. A bezin avade? Zogt the Gemara, ma'u de tema shalma ba'alme. So shalma ba'alme. Bezin takes out a choshe mishpot. Doesn't take out a choshe mishpat. Shalma ba'alma. Take out above a kama. How's Bezdin paskin in shaylas? The teretz is octagon. Oy viful amensh tracht. How much you think this is a dover sichli? Felt in shchina shruya b'neim. The shchina is a sakona of the shchina not being there with you. It's a logish. It makes sense. It's seichel. Everything seichel makes sense. Makes sense. That's the biggest sakon. That's the biggest sakon. First thing then Avraham Avinu. So the Tosefta ends Kiddushin. Tosefta says Avraham Avinu knew everything. Nizgale loy kol taimei mitzvahs v'diktukeh. First of all, the Tosefta with that. On this Ekev. Ekev asher shama Avraham. The pshat is because Chazal tell us Ekev asher shama Avraham b'koili kiyam Avraham Avinu afilu erev tafshilin. Everybody asks, what's the chiddush afilu erev tafshilin? The pshat is because erev tafshilin, the whole reason why you need an erev tafshilin, the Gemara says, is because of hoyo. Because of hoyo. Be'emes, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov Shabbos. Because hoyo, if you would need it today, if Orchem would come today, that's the whole yisoid of erev tafshilin. Without hoyo, you can't make an erev tafshilin. If the hoyo, you don't need an erev tafshilin, with the rice. The Rabbanon said that even though it's possible for guests to come, shouldn't rely on oil. Shouldn't rely on oil. I'll say Zok Tigamon. Memeli should make Erev Tafshim. Zok Toysvis. Why not rely on oil? Zok Toysvis is Leishchich. Orchem is Leishchich. Avraham Avinu's whole bias was a base Orchem, Vayit Eisho. His whole shtub, he given ain't shtik Orchem. His whole house was Pesuch Levocha. By Avraham Avinu, Hoyle was logish. Hoyle was Shechicha. That was every day. Every day of Avraham Avinu's house. Every single day in Avraham Avinu's house, it was a hotel. The whole Musik of Erev Tafshilin is because Hoyle is Lo Shechicha. Rabbanon came and said, since Hoyle is Lo Shechicha, he knew all the time in Zokta Tosefta. He knew what Erev Tafshilin is. He knew in Svara Hotas Nishmitam. Also Avraham Avinu Kol HaTerakul. Avraham Avinu, by him, the Torah was not Al Pisechel. His Kiyum HaTorah was not Al Pisechel. It could be that this also could answer the Achronim Esker Kasha, that Yerushalmi says, Ein Lemeidim Mikoidim Matan Torah. Yishalmi has a shayla where you learn Sheva Brachas from Lovan. Yishalmi says you can't learn from before Matan Torah. In fact, the Velt, so how do you learn from Avraham Avinu? Kicha, kicha, misteyev. Vashtetzach ador, tzentlach atirutzim to this question. Teretz says Avraham Avinu ain lemeidim mikoyde matan Torah, because the kiyum mitzvahs that were done before matan Torah wasn't l'shem haTorah. But Avraham Avinu, his whole shmiras haTorah was al pi haTorah. It wasn't sichli. Memela for him, you can learn from koyde matan Torah. Zayin koyde matan Torah was a kiyum of lacha matan Torah. His kiyum mitzvahs was koyde matan Torah. Was the same thing as Achaman. Doesn't give an Avraham Avinu. That was Avraham Avinu's musik. That's who Avraham Avinu was. Take a pasha to Zach like Chesed. Chesed is a logish Zach. Yeah? It's a logish Zach. It's logical as long as it makes sense to you. If somebody is a maneuver, somebody's a jerk, doesn't make sense to be about Chesed to them. Doesn't make sense. So then chesed stops. Yeah. Chesed could be the most keneged seichel mitzvah. Person has a parent. Makes sense to be mechabed a parent. What happens if the parent spits on your face and throws your wallet out, embarrasses you publicly? Then it makes sense to be mevazadim. You could ask any therapist. They'll tell you. You have to be mevazad your parent. You need it for your mental health. I get into battles with therapists all the time over this. Say, all I know is I have a Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin seems to say that even by an unwell parent, there's a din of kibud av. That's how I read the Gemara. Adheichon kibud av. The Gemara gives cases of sick parents that had sick behavior. And the Gemara is saying, lafuki mea therapist. That's what the Gemara is saying. Because our kibud av is not sickly. Our kibud av is what the Torah says. We're mechaber a parent because I state in Torah. Avad is it's sichli also, of course. It's not limited to sichli. It's not limited to sichli. That's the whole yisoid. And that was the godless of Avraham Avinu. That Avraham Avinu's kiyumat Torah was not sichli. What's sichli? A regular chasana, a person gets married. What's the ikur tachlis of the chasana? Think of tas chasness for yourself. You marry a woman who you think is good for you, who you could have a good life with. That's the das balabais. What's yibum? Yibum is a completely selfless union. Yibum is a union that the whole marriage is lahokim shem lachiv. Does the ganze? Reb Yankov Zatzal always used to tell us, Malchus Beis Dovid always came from Yibum. Yudin Tomo, Boyez and Rus, what's the chant name? Haloi Dover Hu. Reb Yankov said, a knack at the Gavot. Reb Yankov said, the Rambam Paskint, that the Lev HaMelech is Lev Om. The king has to be living for the people. A king doesn't live for himself. Elep Nishvazich. So therefore, Leidus Malchus came from Yibum. Yibum is nishfazich. Yibum is not for you. Memela Seder Noshim doesn't go with the sichli way of starting Seder Noshim. Seder Noshim, sichli is kiddushim. That's sichli. But that's not how Seder Noshim starts. Seder Noshim starts with how a Yid's approach, a Turidic approach. Turidic approach is you have to think about Yibum. And in a regular marriage, you have to integrate Yibum. Interesting that they used to make a nusach asher, not a brocha, but when they did chalitza, they made a nusach. And the nusach, they said, shetzivonu b'chukoysav shal Avraham Avinu. Interesting. Whatever, it's a separate shmuz. But that's the yisoid. That's why Seder Noshim starts like that. That was Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu's chesed was Torah dike chesed. It wasn't Stam Chesed. Torah Dike Chesed. Avraham Avinu muzzling his behemoth also made no sense. That's why Lovin's Royim didn't make sense. It's all our country. What are you doing? What's to stay? Avraham Avinu is above a kamah. Ishkin mitzichli. Be'etzem, the whole land is supposed to be mine. Be'etzem, that's sichli. Avraham Avinu goes, says the Tosefta, he knew all the Gedukei, he knew all the time. But it's still boiled down to Mitzvoisai chukoisai v'saroisai. That's how Avraham Avinu kept the Torah. That was the Yesod. Esav, the biggest sakana that we have from Esav is not when Esav is coming in a blatant way, in a sichliistic way, to pull us away from the Torah. That's not our danger. The danger that we have from Esav is when Esav comes as a brother, wants to be supportive. The Malachim came back to Yaakov Avinu. They said, "You think that right now Esav is running after you to kill you? That your sakana primarily is Esav, and Achiv is Zaitik? Name, Bonu Elochicha. That's the biggest sakana. The sakana of Esav is bigger from the Veyachabek. That's the bigger sakana. Esav coming as your brother, and he's going to look like he's not even being loichem you, but he's stealing your head. He's stealing you away from the Torah. That's the bigger sakana. Hatzileni no miad ochi miad Esav. That's the mulchama, and that's the biggest sakana for Klal Yisrael. The biggest sakana for Klal Yisrael is sichli. The hardest time I have, even with the most erlich yidden, is when you have a chayla. I'm just giving you an example. You have a chayla mesukin, and they ask me, "Do we still have to do? Do we have to hook up a respirator? Do we have to do this? Do we have to give him this kind of medication? Come on, he's already suffering. It doesn't make sense." And I'm not saying that they're wrong. I'm agreeing. It doesn't make sense. But it's teroisoi. Somebody asked me a child this week, "I've been Torah." He said, "You know, the doctor, you know, the parent is here." And the doctor said, the patient needs a hospital now. But yeah, you're going to send him to the hospital, then they're going to send him back here, and then they're going to send him back to the hospital. It's going to be, you want to have this for the, this is what the next couple of months are going to look like? You can just leave him here and he'll die here. And I felt pushback. They wanted to listen to me. I'm just saying, I don't blame them. I have my own pushback. My seichel also tells me that. But what's my seichel worth? Nothing. I says, Chayisho? If they're a goysis, it's a goysis. If it's a different halacha. But if api halacha, we have to be oisik, pikuach nefesh, we have to machal Shabbos to keep this person alive, if that's the halacha. So it doesn't matter if it's going to be 2 months of back and forth to the hospital. That's not long. Sichli plays no role. Odiyeh, odinish. And I'm telling you, I'm battling it myself. I'm battling. I'm not the person asking the shayla. I'm the person giving the answer. And I ichob alein amuchame. And when I know the person, when I don't know the person, I could be a little more cold and just, in my mind, just paskin. When I know the person, it's much harder. Chveistach the mensch. The person's now going to, that's going to be another 3 months of back and forth, and the family suffers, and the person suffers, and it's take, halidoveru. Halidoveru. But that's the biggest sakona we are in is not the Esav of shooting us. And that's what the Malachim said, and for that he needed Malachim Mamish. Malachim Mamish came. We have one halacha in Yeridaya that has no sense, makes no sense. You know what that's called? Gid Hanosheh. We paskin ein begidim benoisin tam. Doesn't make any sense. Why are you doing Nikra Gid? You're cleaning the Gid out? From what? The Torah acid. Achmona Achshave. Makes no sense. Has no sense and it makes no sense. Das is the Gid Anoshe. That's the Sar Shalesev. That was Vatika Kafierech Yaakov. That's the Sakona. The sakana is when it goes keneged the seichel. When they come to us and they try to chop our minds, Malchus Yovan, to be machshech einenu, That's the sakana. And that was the pacham ktanim. That's the isgabrus. That's how we overpower them. But that's the sakana one. I told the Elamova, I think it could be that that's why the Mishnah in Bava Kama, the one Mishnah that talks about Ner Chanukah, there's only one Mishnah in Shas that talks about Ner Chanukah. The word Chanukah is found, Mishnah is, a couple of times, but the Ner Chanukah, it's not even found in Hilchos Ner Chanukah. It's found in Bava Kama. You know where it's found in Bava Kama? Keneged Seichel. Normally, a person who has an heir is not supposed to put it outside the store. It's dangerous. It's not fires. It's near Chanukah, yeah. What's it does? No Seichel. That's the light of Chanukah. The light of Chanukah is the bittul to Da'as HaTorah. That is the Ner Chanukah. That's the Chefza of the Ner Chanukah. The Chefza of the Ner Chanukah is when it's connected to Seichel. That's the takeaway. Okay, and Chanami, so we don't like Sakonis, so that's why people have to be careful. Don't load up your behemoth with flax. But the point is, we dance around the Torah. We say, well, it doesn't make sense over here. Doesn't make sense. A public street, it doesn't make sense. No. Muvat ourselves to the Torah, and then we take care of the sakon. But the first thing is the bittul das Torah. That could be merumas in this Mishnah. So shailin the Rishonim. If we always say this all over, he's like Pershus, what's the Gdorim, the Sugyim Bava Kama, Isi Ben Yehuda? But by Chanukah it's clear. That's where the Mishnah tells us. That's the halacha the Mishnah tells us. That by Chanukah. So I think that's the yesoid of Yaakov Avinu. That's the connection. That was the Milchama. And that was what Yaakov Avinu worked now on all these months, the 18 months of Torah, even though he was already Shalom B'Torosei. He worked now another 18 months on this Fatika Kafir, this idea of protecting yourself. And it could be that that's the halacha b'yadu. We know what's a halacha. Halacha is a milsa b'loy taima. The only way